Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
Alex Jones is the greatest.
Dude,
he has been so canceled.
Alex is right about far more than he's wrong.
How much heat have you gotten for being friends with him and having him on the show?
A lot, but I don't pay attention.
Okay. Yeah.
I can justify it. I'll tell you, that f***ing guy is right about a lot of shit.
He's a wild entertainer and a brilliant man.
Isn't he fantastic?
And no one is perfect.
I've known Alex for like more than 20 years. I've hung out with that guy. We've been hammered together so many times. It's like, that is the most misunderstood guy on the planet.
Alex has been right on for over a decade.
Shout out to Alex Jones. We love you.
Alex Jones is a journalist and member of the media. End of story.
Recently, many of the biggest tech companies joined in a coordinated effort to censor content from broadcaster Alex Jones.
There's a reason why the mainstream media calls a guy like him a bomb thrower or a conspiracy theorist, because they're in fear of the truth that he does actually bring out.
Why are the most powerful companies in the world suddenly so threatened by an independent radio show host in Texas that they're willing to lose business in order to make him shut up?
He runs a media organization. And so when the January 6th committee subpoenas him, they are basically violating our First Amendment protections.
The Department of Justice says not only is it investigating what happened inside the Capitol, but the conspirators and instigators who may have started this whole thing.
Now the committee has decided to shut down one of the most popular journalists on the right, Alex Jones. Yes, journalist.
The House committee investigating the deadly assault on the U.S. Capitol is subpoenaing Trump allies Roger Stone and conspiracy theorist Alex Jones.
The committee says he helped organize the rally ahead of the riots.
Alex Jones isn't simply innocent of inciting crime on January 6th. Alex Jones actively worked to prevent crimes from taking place on January 6th.
Let's start marching into the Capitol! Notice, like Don Jr. said, we're not burning buildings down or shooting cops. We're building America up! We're here to take our rightful country back peacefully!
We're not running interference for Alex Jones, and we're not guessing about it. We happen to know this for a fact.
They need to not have the conversation with the police. They're going to make that the story.
Alex Jones is a journalist the same as Brian Stelter and Jake Tapper and Don Lemon are.
Absolutely. I was about to say the same thing.
Why would be like, don't insult Alex that way?
Well, yeah. Alex Jones never lied us into a war.
Right.
True.
Alex Jones never bought the Russia hoax, not for a second. And if Jones sat down with Tony Fauci, he would ask him real questions, just as journalists are supposed to do. He wouldn't just slobber all over him.
Epstein, he was way ahead with that. He told me about Epstein a fucking decade ago. Alex detailed all of that.
Alex Jones, InfoWars. The media has tarnished him with all sorts of name-calling, conspiracy theorist, bomb thrower. The one thing that I know about this gentleman, Alex Jones, is that he loves this country. He is as smart as a whip. He absolutely believes in what he believes in. And he also does his research and his homework.
Coolly compare Hotez's views on COVID to, say, Alex Jones's views on COVID and ask yourself, who's saner? It's not even close.
He's incredibly detailed in his research. He loves this country. He is a patriot. And he's somebody who we better listen to, or others in this country better listen to.
Is it a stretch to say that Tucker Carlson is the new Alex Jones?
There are no vaccine passports. That's insane. It's Alex Jones stuff. And by the way, just so you know, as proof, if you want to get a job, you'll need your vaccine papers.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight? You better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
My friends, it's when years. Something very rare is going on, and it ends in just 3 days as of the time I'm taping this announcement on Thursday afternoon. Coming up this Monday, the biggest sale in 4 years of high-quality storable foods at PrepareWithAlex.com will end. That's 25% off, already the lowest price you're going to find on high-quality storable food at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, you can go to preparewithalex.com or InfoWarsStore.com, and it takes you to the same place. 50% off as well on super high-quality products like X3, the Deep Earth Crystal Iodine. That sale is going on as well. It doesn't end on Monday. It'll end in a few weeks. Then we're almost sold out of the product. Everybody needs to have storable food to be prepared. So become self-sufficient now with the best high-quality food at the lowest prices at InfoWarsStore.com.
War on Corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
There is a global corporate crime syndicate that has been meeting since 1954 and calls itself the Bilderberg Group. And they represent the most powerful families and companies in the world. They are a group of transhumanists to believe in a post-human world. And they have a public arm called the World Economic Forum, or the Davos Group, headed up by Klaus Schwab, who's also the ongoing rotating head of the Bilderberg Group, once the founder of it, Prince Bernhard of the Netherlands, the prince or consort to the Queen of the Netherlands. And, of course, cousins with the late Prince Philip, another eugenicist of renown, another depopulationist. So if you want to know who you're facing and who is orchestrating the martial law worldwide and the vaccine passports and the global social credit scores and the civil emergency in Canada and the financial dictatorship, it's these people. And they write books about it and give speeches about it. I've got clips of Klaus Schwab saying they're going to bring in an authoritarian world government, close quote. I've got Klaus Schwab on tape saying they're going to seize all the major national governments and already have half the world governments under their control, close quote. I have quotes of him saying you'll own nothing and have nothing and like it. I've got quotes of him saying we'll soon be in a post-human world by 2040. I have clips of him saying, by 2025, you'll have microchips under your skin to buy and sell on national French television. I got it all. You see, I was just paying attention with horror of what they were saying 20 years ago at their events, but wasn't getting widely circulated. And I watched them build their attack plan, and I watched them prepare for it, and I warned you it was coming, and I said they'd use a virus to bring in the first wave of control, then cyber attacks and power outages and race war would be next. And I can tell you that in the Pentagon and the CIA, they are telling the managers, prepare for massive food shortages and power outages that, of course, will be blamed on Russia. This country and the Western world is sinking. We're under attack by globalists. We're in our last days. So people ask, how are you handling it, Alex, with all the attacks you're under? I'm on the deck of the ship trying to land the ship while we're taking on water. I mean, how am I doing? I'm looking at my children on board with me. And you're on board with me. And I don't plan to be the damn captain here. I'm just saying we better get together collectively and be the captain. Because the wheel is too big for me to turn by myself. And I'm fighting with it with Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates right now. We're at the wheel. It's like a wrestling match, an arm wrestling match. And I'm giving it everything I can. And yes, Klaus Schwab has been rightfully called by some of the major conservative leaders of Europe a neo-communist. That's why in his office he has a statue of V.I. Lenin. Vladimir Lenin. So everything flows out of that. The The tyranny we face flows out of that. Ultra-rich that want communism for you, not for them. They get jumbo jets. They get super yachts. They live on 50,000 and 100,000 acre palatial estates while you're locked in a 200-square-foot coffin apartment. That's their plan. So I can cover all this news all day long, and I will. But if you don't understand that we're in the season of false flags, and they've been pushing us and attacking us and going after populists and Christians worldwide, hoping to elicit a violent response so they can declare worldwide martial law and turn off the lights and come after us. He that shoots first loses the upper hand. That's why we're in the season of staging false flags to attack Russia, staging false flags in Canada's capital, Ottawa, to bring in control, staging racial attacks here. Everything has been preset. Everything has been prepared. And right now we are politically, culturally, and spiritually turned back the tide. The globalists are like a fish grabbed a lure, and we're running out to sea with it a mile on that steel line. But now the fish is tired, and we are reeling it back in. And it's going to fight, but it's lost the initiative. It's been identified. People know about the New World Order. They know about the plan. And as more people get it, then everything becomes clear. By the day, their destruction becomes more and more of a foregone conclusion. That said, though, that will make them accelerate the organized collapse of society into a disorganized one, believing that's the only hope they've got. So we're in between a rock and a hard place, and so are the social engineers. The world is waking up, though. People now understand, including his own party, and even classical liberals in Canada, are understanding that Trudeau is setting up a dictatorship. They're pointing out that he lost the election and only won by 30%, and in Parliament, they're able to manipulate that so that he's a dictator. It's all coming out. This Greg Reese reports on Bandot Video. It needs to get out to everybody you know if you want to stop these monsters. Trudeau's imminent false flag to crush the Canadian people. Here's the report. Please share it like your life depends on it.
That's why individual rights and freedoms are so important, right? Because it's you as a person, you as an individual, not you as a family, not you as a group, okay? Not you as part of some other organization, not you as part of the province. It's you as an individual Canadian. Possess these rights. That's what's important.
After discussing with cabinet and caucus, after consultation with premiers from all provinces and territories, after speaking with opposition leaders, the federal government has invoked the Emergencies Act to supplement provincial and territorial capacity to address the blockades and occupations.
Justin Trudeau has enacted the Emergency Powers Act against all who protest his dictates, including seizing people's bank accounts. Trudeau won't allow these Canadian citizens to have a life in their own country, nor will he allow them to leave. These are Canadian families celebrating together peacefully as they honorably protest their government. It is now evident that Trudeau is capable of anything. Last Sunday at around 3 a.m., more than 2,000 firearms were stolen from a shipping lot in Peterborough, Ontario. A former sniper for the RCMP has announced that multiple sources have warned that Trudeau's government could be planting weapons in Ottawa to deceptively frame the Freedom Convoy as violent and use it as a false pretext for violently ending the historic peaceful protest. While the truckers keep saying that their movement is a movement of the people and is non-political, certain suspicious individuals have stepped into leadership roles. BJ Dichter, a politician and co-founder of LGB Tory, and Tamara Leach of Wexit, who is funded by a sitting member of the Globalists' Atlantic Council, are the ones who set up and manage the GoFundMe page for the Freedom Convoy. And former Liberal staffer for the Minister of Public Safety, Dagny Pollock, has recently been made part of the communications team. And people involved claim it's all a deceptive story.
Most people don't seem to know where these people came from, how they got involved, how they ended up controlling all of the money, why they're doing all of the speaking. These are political. These people aren't even truckers. Okay, B.J. Dichter's not a trucker. This Dagny, that was Marco Mendocino's campaign manager, who's a sitting liberal politician right now, who called everyone terrorists the other day. And conveniently, these people seem to be holding a lot of keys somehow. If they have this media story, which is what it is, it's a story. The truckers have not agreed to this. Nobody's going anywhere. Nobody wants to go anywhere. That they've agreed to move or leave or something. The media will run with that, and then the government will use that as like, oh, well, look, see, you know, they said they would, you know, do one thing, and then they didn't, and they're, you know, negotiating in bad faith and this kind of stuff. It's a setup.
Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
Ladies and gentlemen, Trudeau's imminent false flag across the truckers and the people is at Band.Video. Get it and share it. Please stay with us.
The first 10 amendments to our country's constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. SaveGCN.com. You may click Follow, Share, Give, and Pray. You may select all of those choices. I'm Vincent Finelli.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Christina Freeland is who you need to be looking at in Canada. Trudeau is nothing more than the puppet. Christina Freeland is who's actually running the show. She's the finance minister, and she is the granddaughter of an extremely famous Nazi, just like Schwab is the grandson. She is a depopulationist on record, and she is the head chairwoman of the Davos Group. And she is in full command of our closest partner, Canada, with a 5,000-mile border. And that's where we are. That's what's unfolding. Last segment of this hour, we're going to do a little bit of a deep dive on her. And that's why all you need to understand, this is authoritarianism. It doesn't come with army tanks, doesn't come with troops. It's smarter. It comes with women talking softly and little pretty boys like Trudeau, like Tucker Carlson said last night with his 1970s haircut and talking real soft and manicured fingernails. But he is a front man of these people. And Schwab brags that Trudeau is the model of the world. And everywhere where the Bilderberg Group, Davos Group alumni are in charge, Austria, Germany, the list goes on and on. What's happening? They're under medical martial law. They're being given medical IDs. And it's the same thing for the Prime Minister of Australia and the Prime Minister of New Zealand. They are under direct control. Doesn't matter if they're conservative. Doesn't matter if they're liberal. Doesn't matter. They're under direct command. Now, who else has been to this? Tulsi Gabbard and others who clearly have turned against it. I don't 100% trust her, but she puts off a good aura. She does pretty much, you know, nothing but good work. Just because you went to this, like Dan Crenshaw, doesn't mean you're a bad person. But everybody doing the bad deeds is an alumni of this, an alumni of Spectre, an alumni of Chaos. The better name for it is Hydra. You're like, oh, I see that in Marvel comic movies. Yeah, well, that's art imitating life, ladies and gentlemen. And Red Skull is a communist Nazi movement. You're literally looking at the agents of Red Skull when you look at these people. What are we going to do about it? They've already injected half the world population, is estimated, with a system that attacks your white blood cells on record. If you want to understand this all, we're going to hit it after a special guest joins us for one segment, a journalist and veteran and individual that's been up there for the last 2+ weeks in the middle of all this, who's been helping break the news of the imminent false flag information that former members of the Royal Mounted Police are also reporting on. But if you want to understand Christina Freeland, they are financing similar garbage like this, like the German government's putting out. The poster reads, "The Future or Climate Killer." And it's a mother breastfeeding a baby with her 3-year-old standing beside her. A beautiful picture of the Madonna of life, of the future, of our amazing species. And it is a climate killer. The humans are the disease. They're the garbage to be taken out. And wow, you know, Tucker Carlson's always topping himself. I didn't watch it till this morning when I was driving into work. I had the audio on of it, so technically wasn't watching it. And he did a 13-minute opening monologue that we're going to link in the live show feed. I haven't written that yet, so during the break, I'm going to go write it and get it up. Under the live show feed of the show, I'm going to put the Tucker Carlson tonight from last night. In 13 minutes, he calmly lays out the official worldwide martial law starting in Canada and how it is martial law and just how incredibly evil it is. And then we'll give you the cherry on top of
the fact that Trudeau and Christina Freeland are graduates of Schwab's operation. But see, Freeland is a board member, senior board member, and the co-chair of the public arm of the Bilderberg Group. Kind of a big deal, right? See, it's not the Russians declaring martial law. It's not the Chinese declaring martial law. It's not the Mexicans declaring martial law. It's not the Americans declaring martial law. It's the Bilderberg Group, through the Davos Group, declaring martial law. They've got infiltrators in all our governments. They're hiding in plain view, and the FBI doesn't even have it on its radar screen. Because after all, the ADL says there is no global cult. There is no global power group. And if you talk about it and how it wants to poison and dumb down and destroy the general public, well, you're a bad person. You're a Nazi if you talk about all these grandchildren of real Nazis working with the collaborator with the Nazis, George Soros, working with Nazis to start a war in Ukraine. Oh, there were Nazis in Ukraine after World War II. That was the last place the Nazis fell, was in Ukraine. It wasn't until 1946. But see, I'm cursed with knowing history. The general public isn't. But I want to be 1,000% clear here. This is not a Nazi conspiracy. The Nazis were just one spinoff of this eugenics, science, death cult takeover group that says mothers are and children are a disease, a tumor, and a killer. That's all coming up. And then there's just the incredible Project Veritas is. It's on InfoWars.com. It's very, very important. Where they have the high-level FDA administrators saying this is about money and power. They buy us off with hundreds of millions, and now we force people to take our product, which will hurt them, but so what? I mean, you want a bird's-eye view into evil, into being a sociopath? He's talking about mass death and payoffs and bribery and ripoffs and just massive crime, and you know what will happen. The FBI's already let James O'Keefe know. You keep doing this, we're going to set you up and put you in prison. They've already raided him. He's not backing down, though. So that's how America works now. Unbelievable information. We're going to go to break. Today is the last day, and I extended it from Sunday. It's as far as I can do it. With My Patriot Supply, their entire catalog linked up at preparewithalex.com. Or InfoWarsStore.com, you just go there and then search the storable food. And it's 25% off, ready to ship right now. And with all the craziness and all the inflation, the supply chain breakdowns, it is my firm belief that one of the smartest moves anybody could make would be to get high-quality storable food that lasts decades, is nutritious and good for your family. It's the choice I made many years ago for my storable food. Then I use it when I go camping or I give it to the poor or I, you know, give it to family. And it just tastes great. And I've been eating stuff I bought 10 years ago, and then I bought new, fresh supplies in the last few years. When the power was out for a couple of weeks here last year, we had gas-powered stoves in here cooking food for everybody when the feds turn the power off. So it's really smart to get this storable food now. The globalists are planning a societal collapse. We don't know if they're going to be successful. We're trying to stop them while we also do backup plans. And the backup plan funds InfoWars to help us stop them. So it's a perfect 360 win, a non-zero-sum game. The only way we fail is you don't take action. Best place to spend your money is to keep us on air and get high-quality food that stores really well and is packaged the best you can imagine for transport, ready to be delivered to you right now. At preparewithalex.com or 888-253-3139. That ends today, and then there's 1 week left on Deep Earth Crystal Iodine X3 at 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back.
Anything of real quality, anything of lasting durability, anything that's really satisfying and empowering and fulfilling is going to be hard to attain. And when it comes to information, boy, is that true today. We see the entire global corrupt anti-human depopulation, Great Reset Combine, trying to collapse our society to build on its ashes their transhumanist nightmare vision, suppressing the voices of good people all around the world and of doctors and scientists and engineers that are exposing all their lies, their COVID hysteria, their world's going to end in 2030, carbon tax, global warming bull, all of it. And none of it can succeed. None of it can actually be carried out unless everybody is silenced and gaslit.
And that's why truth comes with hard work and with research and with diligence. And that's why it's hard to share InfoWars links and Bandup video links. That's why we've got to share them now more than ever.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
What comes after you declare martial law? That's what it is. You suspend the right of due process. Well, next comes the false flag. Next comes the provocation. Next comes the burning of the Reichstag. When Hitler, just like Trudeau, only won a minority of votes, he was still able to become, quote, president in the lower house in Germany. But after the Reichstag on February 27, 1933, Hindenburg stepped down and made him both chancellor and president in the parliament. The parliament voted, not the German people, to make Adolf Hitler the Führer. And Trudeau won with about 30% in the last snap election he thought he would win. But still, they paid everybody off to vote to put him in, and then he immediately moves for dictatorship. And I'm covering that next segment. It's bone-chilling how Christina Freeland,
one of the chairs, one of the main members of the Davos group, is on record wanting authoritarianism and Sharia law. She said that on Bill Maher, said we should follow that because they're allied with the radical Islamicists, and that we should only have one child. And her grandfather was the head Nazi over the newspapers in Ukraine and Poland during Nazi occupation. Very nice. These people are unbelievable. So I appreciate him coming on short notice. Jeremy McKenzie is a citizen journalist, very popular podcaster. He's been a frequent guest over the years with us and other shows on InfoWars, RagingDissent.com. He said 5 days before that Trudeau would declare the emergency. He's been dead on accurate. He's got a lot of intel from military and police sources. And so tell us what's going on, Jeremy. How many days are we into this this peaceful occupation there in Ottawa that's now had your puppet prime minister declare martial law?
It's thanks again. I appreciate you for having me back again, Alex. It's gotten really disturbing and insane. It's interesting. It's funny that ironic that you make the Hitler comparisons when Trudeau is actually paraphrasing Hitler himself, saying, you know, how long do we tolerate these people? They're taking up too much space, and what should be done about them, and these kinds of things. Yeah, they've invoked the Emergencies Act, which, as I understand, doesn't need to be voted on for a few more days yet, but it gives the government a lot of unilateral power to do a lot of crazy things that otherwise would not be permitted. It's only been used in its current iteration called the Emergency Measures Act. Before, it was previously called the War Measures Act, and it had only ever been used during the First and Second World War, and then later in the, you know, during his father's tenure as prime minister, during the October crisis, in which people in the FLQ, who were a French nationalist separatist group, were doing a bombing campaigns and kidnapping people, and there were some murders and this kinds of thing. So to compare this, there's people downtown honking horns and, you know, have children bouncy castles is apparently akin and on the same level to these people. They understand. Apparently they feel that threatened by it, too. World wars and terror bombing campaigns.
Greg Reese filed a report on what's happening up there with the missing stolen guns and this former RCMP sniper saying he's getting intel. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, that's Daniel Bolford. He was previously on Trudeau's personal security detail, and he's hearing the same things I'm hearing, and I've been in touch with him that there is a truck full of guns that's gone missing, thousands of them, in fact, in Ontario somewhere. I don't even know how that happens. Aren't things like that, shouldn't they be guarded around the clock? Who's to say? But there are rumors that that is the intent, is that there's going to be something planted, maybe, to give the police, you know, casus belli, as it were, to move in and, you know, do whatever they're going to do. And now they're threatening the truckers and stuff downtown. They're handing out notices saying they're going to seize their property, seize their trucks, his licenses will be suspended and revoked. There could be charges and criminal charges and stuff. It's getting really the lengths they're going to stop this has become insane. And now they're trying. There's been some arrests in Western Canada. One of the guys I know, and they're facing a conspiracy to commit murder charges, according to the media. And they're trying now to tie, you know, me and our, you know, community of people, you know, we're podcasters and comedians and commentators and this kind of thing. And they're trying to paint us as some kind of domestic terror organization, some kind of domestic terror network to fuel this narrative. And
well, that's what I've been told by my sources in D.C. that are talking to people at the highest levels of the Canadian government. They say what made him go ahead and do the civil emergency and accelerate this was that suddenly more and more the police and military and plainclothes people were joining with the demonstrators, and we were seeing defections out of the RNCP or out of the Royal Mounted of Police, RCMP, excuse me, and that was really scaring them, that it was a focal point of solidarity, not just in Canada, but worldwide.
Yeah, and they're desperate to try and discredit this and make it look like something that it's not. You've got people from the Canadian Anti-Hate Network, which is a government-funded partisan hack. It's a tabloid. The government pays the money, and they've been smearing myself and my friends and other people saying that we're, you know, a neo-fascist accelerationist, you know, neo-Nazi group. There are black members of the community, Muslims, Jews, everybody, you know, and they know that, but they ignore it intentionally. They pretend as though we're something that we're not, so they can fuel this narrative, so they can prop up this fake boogeyman.
Well, you talked about this on my show years ago before this happened. This is classic stuff that Western governments have corruptly done overseas to divide and conquer a country before you take them over. What you're doing and what I'm doing is the opposite. We're trying to keep our countries together from these outside multinational breakup operations.
And I think that's what scares them. I mean, they're seeing that's the ultimate threat to them, right? I mean, there's people again in this community that were, we called it the Find Your Friends campaign, not Find Your Terror campaign. You know, there's guys having barbecues and are coming together from all over the country of every, you know, background you can imagine. And you know, you're seeing it downtown in Ottawa from people from all over the country, from every walk of life, unified, you know, together against what they perceive to be, and it's getting very, very hard to argue that it's not an authoritarian, out of control government. And you know, having everybody unified like this is the opposite of what they want. They don't want to see people getting along for a common purpose, and it's threatening them and it's scaring them, and they're becoming desperate and saying crazy things about me and a lot of other people.
Yeah, I've seen you on the national news. We've known you for years. You're a really nice guy calling for peace. That's why they're scared of you. What do we know about infiltrators trying to take it over? Also, infiltrators trying to stir up violence. That's got to really freak them out to have a lot of former senior federal police that have now left and are actually there helping do security, to make sure that Trudeau can't pull a false flag. That's got to really scare them to know that everybody's looking for a false flag.
And we're aware of it. You know, the boys are down at the Veterans Memorial there 24/7 pulling security shifts on it because the fence was removed. We went down there, and you know, this is our memorial. It belongs to the people of this country. It belongs to the veterans, and people should be able to go up and, you know, honor these guys if they want to. And they put up a fence around it because you know it'll be desecrated or something.
That's right. They claim walking up on a mine that everybody always walks up on is desecration, but they never show the evidence of desecration.
Yeah. And again, yeah, and I'd like to see a lot of the evidence for a lot of the charges and things they're saying about me and a lot of other people. We'll see. And downtown, yeah, you've got there are people that I know that are, you know, they're on leave or there are currently serving police officers or anything in between, and now they're being investigated, they're being threatened, they've gotten agencies, people showing up at their homes, at their family members' homes, and saying things to them. One guy's preparing to have his name dragged through the mud here on CBC on the national, you know. They're very concerned about this, you know, insider threat, as it were, which is simply just Canadian patriots seeing through the nonsense and wanting to help their countrymen. There's more and more guys coming from the army, from the police, from different, you know, the facets of our country every day, and they're panicking. And again, I've always said, you know, force a tyrant to act like one, and if they do, everyone's going to see them for what they are.
And let's be absolutely clear. This is a globalist move. I've seen it all over. Canadians understand about the Great Reset and Klaus Schwab. I've seen the speakers talking about it, people on the streets. Am I being too favorable, or are Canadians getting really informed quickly that this is an outside globalist program?
Most of the people, almost everyone downtown knew what was going on, and that's kind of the beautiful thing about this is that it's the info war that you've been contributing to for a long time. Thank you very much for that. Has a lot of people know these? They know these names. They know what the World Economic Forum is. They know who Klaus Schwab is. They know who Chrystia Freeland is. She's our deputy prime minister, by the way. So if Trudeau is resigned or removes or steps down, she's going to take over. Isn't that nice? She's also in charge of all the money. She's got a bunch of multiple cabinet positions, and she's deeply connected and just a disturbing human being. For a variety of reasons as well.
We're going to talk about Chrystia Freeland when we come back in her bio. She's on the board of the World Economic Forum. That is the head public group of the Bilderberg Group that's literally captured her country. And she comes from Nazi occupiers. That her grandfather ran two countries for the Nazis.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made in America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes. I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
It's been said throughout history that when people are living through the most incredible times, they don't tend to recognize it then. It's only later that they get up and brush themselves off and realize what they've just been through. And I don't get up here and tell people horrible things just to scare you. I do it because it's the truth of what's going on. And if we admit that we've got a real consortium of sociopaths and psychopaths that big corporations around the world have used behavioral psychology to give them questionnaires and actually hire people that will carry out these crimes against humanity. So we have the big Wuhan lab whistleblower joining us for part of the next hour. She says that the Chi-Coms are releasing hemorrhagic fever. So that is coming up with Dr. Li Mingyan. And then Dr. Lee Merritt's also joining us in the Kate Daly. But I wanted to just remind you before we go back to our very informative guest that this story that's now on Infowars.com from the wonderful folks over at Project Veritas, who I know have been told if they don't stop going after Big Pharma, I said months ago, the FBI is going to raid James O'Keefe for something else, but it's going to be about Big Pharma because they've caught Pfizer executives, they've caught FDA executives admitting to criminal activity. And sure enough, James O'Keefe is not backing down, I'll just tell you that. So now they've got the most bombshell news ever. A recurring fountain of revenue, FDA exec admits Biden planning annual shots, including toddlers. And, of course, Trudeau's already said this last year because he's the bellwether. He's the mouthpiece. And the senior FDA executive officer brags that they've been given hundreds of millions and paid off to do this. I mean, it's open and shut, 50 years in prison. But
James O'Keefe will probably get indicted and SWAT teamed. Because, you know, they told him, son, you shut your mouth, you and everybody you know is going to jail. Well, sorry, James O'Keefe isn't cowards like you. Not everybody sells out, okay? But I want you to know, I'm in danger, James O'Keefe's in danger. We're all in danger, folks. This isn't a frickin' game, all right? Everybody's making a bigger deal about what Zero Hedge is doing. Video's been out since yesterday afternoon. It's only got 200,000 views. I learned about it because Joe Rogan called me last night. I'm not name-dropping. Joe really cares. Have you seen this? Have you seen this? I said, no. We all need to be like Joe and be upset about this, people. This is serious. Frickin' 200,000 views as of this morning. Pisses me off. Wasn't even on InfoWars this morning. I'm not mad at my crew, but I'm just like, you know, this is a damn war, people. And it's, I mean, just wait. I should just cover this the whole show. I mean, these people are crazy. Because it's a new type of war. It's not militaries. It's not troops. It's bureaucrats through the medical system doing this to us. And he admits, by the way, the vaccines hurt people and laughs about it. Going back to our special guest, I really appreciate him being here with us. I want to play a clip of Christia. That's Christina. That's what I'm calling her that in English. Freeland. And we're going to talk about her because she's the real prime minister in my view. On the board of directors of the World Economic Forum. Grandfather. Ukrainian, but in Austria and Poland, what ran the major Nazi newspapers during occupation. I mean, a direct line with Joseph Goebbels, literally. This woman is literally the granddaughter of one of the adjuncts of Joseph Goebbels. You can't make this up. I mean, I looked him up. He's like famous in World War II. Of course she works for Klaus Schwab. His grandfather sold the main flamethrowers to the Nazis, at, of course, basically at cost. Here's a clip of her declaring financial martial law, then we'll get Jeremy McKenzie's take on it.
We are announcing the following immediate actions. First, we are broadening the scope of Canada's anti-money laundering and terrorist financing rules so that they cover crowdfunding platforms and the payment service providers they use. These changes cover all forms of transactions, including digital assets, such as cryptocurrencies. The illegal blockades have highlighted the fact that crowdfunding platforms and some of the payment service providers they use are not fully captured under the Proceeds of Crime and Terrorist Financing Act. Our banks and financial institutions are already obligated to report to the Financial Transactions and Reports Analysis Center of Canada, or FINTRAC. As of today, all crowdfunding platforms and the payment service providers they use must register with FINTRAC, and they must report large and suspicious transactions to FINTRAC.
And you see the same thing with Biden, everything, $600 or more reported in a year in your bank account. So the holy grail is the World Social Credit Score ID tied to your vaccine passport. So they're just taking you to where Klaus Schwab wants it to go. We have the clip. I'll play it next segment. He wants microchips in you to buy and sell next. And she is his direct agent. Is it fair to say Christina or Christia Freeland, and I've got her own Wikipedia page linked to her, on the board of this globalist group, grandfather, famous Nazi propagandist over two countries in World War II, head propagandist in major countries. Is it fair to say she's really the prime minister right now?
I would put some stock in that. I think she's definitely making a lot of the decisions over there. You know, Airhead himself is busy, you know, hiding. Cowering in a cottage this whole time, but they're making good on their threats. I already know people that have had their bank accounts disabled. They can't buy food. They can't do anything. Their credit cards are coming back declined. They can't get money out of the bank. You know, and like I said, they're painting me and everybody else. They're setting up you know, some of our patches and stuff are showing up in arrests that we don't know how they got there. You know, and they're saying they're throwing words like terrorist around and proceeds of crime and these kinds of things. It's very disturbing and insane and makes you wonder how far. Well, I mean, I guess we know how far they're willing to go to take this, and you'd hope that something is going to happen to stop these people. But I mean,
by the way, they're freezing independent media. That's who they want to target first ahead of an attack. That is outrageous. The people's media. You can't have that.
Right there, that's my friend Kristen right there in that video. You know, they're coming after everybody, and they're just, these are just regular people. These are regular Canadian people, moms, dads.
And where's the solidarity members of the, I mean, even when I got arrested and held for 10 hours when I flew into cover Bilderberg in 2006, the media all got freaked out and came down, so the feds had to let me go in Canada, and I went and covered Bilderberg. Because the media didn't like me, but they got their rights were being trampled. Where is solidarity in media? Don't these idiots get what's happening?
Well, funny thing about that, Alex, is that Justin Trudeau's government and the government of Canada has actually paid quite a large sum of money into the media apparatus.
What is it, $600 million so far?
That could be annually. I lost track of how much they give away. It's insane. And so, I mean, that's they don't bite the hand that feeds you, and that's entirely the point. They give them bailout money all the time, and they want to give even more. They said recently that the CBC shouldn't have to rely on advertising money to stay afloat, so the government's going to give them even more money. The Ministry of Truth has literally become a very real thing. Like, we're living in 1984. There's people surveilling me. We've been pulled over a couple of times. There's tracks all over we're in the middle of nowhere. Where we're staying out here, and there's people out. I mean, I was in the infantry. I was an infantryman. They were reconnoitering the property. There's tracks of the snow all over the place. Like, you know, what is going on here? We're just,
and the police are coming to people's houses and saying, we notice you're on Facebook. We're watching you. That's on video.
Yes. Yeah. They're trying to intimidate people. It's like, what is the crime? That's when people are like, well, what did we do? What you did was you're on the wrong thing. You're the political opposition, so they're using the media apparatus, which they paid for, and the police, which do their bidding, to destroy their political opposition.
Let me ask you this in closing. You predicted the civil emergency 5 days before it happened. You predicted. What are you hearing? What's coming next? I mean, obviously, you're saying you're worried about a false flag.
Yeah. Well, downtown, we took a spin through last night, and now that they're saying basically anyone, if you're even downtown, you could potentially be arrested as a criminal and charged. We drove around. The inner and outer cordons are basically set up. They're kind of tightening the security noose around the central location there around Parliament Hill, and now handing out notices today that warning truckers and everyone that they're going to be arrested and charged, have their property seized, have their licenses revoked, and they will be ruined and destroyed, assets seized, et cetera. So I would expect in the next 24 to 48 hours they're going to move in here one way or another, because I can't see them letting us go another weekend. That's when the most crowds come in. People come in, they hug, they shake hands, they meet all these people, they video, and they see how wonderful it is. They go home and they tell their families, and it's getting worse and worse. So I can't imagine they're going to permit this to go through another weekend. They've already got down. The Alberta one is gone. Manitoba, everywhere else is. This is it. This just is what's left here is what's left in Ottawa, and I would imagine very shortly they're going to move in here and roll this up.
Let's do five more minutes. I've got an important question to ask. I'm going to pose it now, though, and we'll go to break. You can think about it. They've been there, 15, 16 days? How many days has this been going on?
20, I think.
Oh, it's 20, okay. 20 days. Trudeau's been hurt by this. The whole world knows he's bad. People have made their point. I know they haven't given up on the forced injections for truck drivers yet. I think if people just leave now, I'm not saying do this. I'm asking the question. Leave now. You don't give them the violent clash they want. And just like the Russians pulled back from the Ukrainian border, and then Trudeau's removed by another snap election or something, instead of letting them set this up and attack these men, women, and children. That'll hurt Trudeau and the globalists more in the end, but I'm not up there with these folks like you are, and I'm just saying discretion is the better part of valor sometimes. We'll talk about that when we come back in 2 minutes.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.